This is KUT Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy.
Sean Mahan has a problem.
So that water looks pretty good right now, huh?
It's very refreshing looking.
Sean and I are standing at the edge of Lady Bird Lake. It's hot, like really hot. And he wants to know.
I was wondering why I can't swim in this body of water.
He's not the only one.
Why is swimming prohibited in Lady Bird Lake?
Why can't we swim in Town Lake? Or, I'm sorry, Lady Bird Lake.
That was Tim Nolan and Eva McCleary. They all asked the same question for AT Explained. We've gotten this question a bunch in the last month or so. They've all heard rumors about why.
I've heard that it's illegal to swim in Lady Bird Lake because it's so polluted from the runoff from the streets.
There are probably rip currents and maybe undertows in the water here that would make swimming dangerous.
I believe that since we're downstream of the water treatment facility, it was probably in the public interest.
These would be good reasons, but actually the water in the lake is not that polluted, and the currents on a normal day are not that strong.
Now, are you sure that you can't swim in here?
No, I am not sure. I've never seen any signs, and my wife always asks me, well, why can't they swim? I just say, well, they just can't swim. It's just prohibited.
So, for the record, it is prohibited by city ordinance. The ordinance says, quote, a person may not swim in Town Lake. Yes, the ordinance still has the old name. It was renamed Lady Bird Lake in 2007. There are a couple of exceptions to the law. If you're a city employee performing an official duty, that's okay. If you're trying to save someone, that's okay too. If you're doing permitted construction work, or if you're participating in a permitted event, that's okay too. That's why swimmers in the triathlon compete in the lake. Otherwise, it's banned. Still, every year, people drown in the lake.
We do begin with a developing story. Right now, authorities are searching Lady Bird Lake for the body of a missing man.
Divers from the Austin Police Department searched a couple of hours before the body of the man was pulled out of the water.
Dive teams in Lady Bird Lake searching for a paddleboarder who disappeared in the water.
Clearly, the ban has not stopped accidental drownings. But then, where did the ban come from? For that, we've got to go back more than 50 years. In the late 50s and early 60s, there were 22 drownings in Town Lake. But there was one incident that changed things. It was Mother's Day, May 10th, 1964. A reporter for the Austin Statesman wrote it up at the time.
Newcomers to Austin, the Ollie Rendon family joined the increasing throngs that crowd the Town Lake shoreline on Sundays.
Two of the Rendon kids waded out into the water. Inez, 11 years old, Cynthia, 8 years old.
Rendon told Detective Lieutenant Leonard Flores he was watching as the younger girl, Cynthia, waded some 5 feet from the bank into water more than 20 feet deep.
As they waded out, the bank dropped off suddenly, and they were in way over their heads.
Inez, already in the water, answered her younger sister's screams as the father plunged into the water to help. Inez was pulled into the deep water, struggling to rescue Cynthia. The father, unable to swim, briefly grasped one of the girls by the hand, but lost his hold when he, too, went off into deep water.
Two weeks after Inez and Cynthia died, the Austin City Council met. They were there to vote on an emergency proposal to ban swimming, wading, bathing, or otherwise willfully going into Town Lake. It passed on a vote of 3-2, and it's been that way ever since.
So I gotta tell you, this water looks pretty tempting to jump into.
Yeah, it does. It looks refreshing.
I've been in it myself before. If we get a little too hot, it's not uncommon for us to get in the water, too.
This is Corporal Steve Shire from APD's Lake Patrol Unit. We're out on a boat with him and fellow Lake Patrol Officer Dave Billens.
So can you tell us where we're going right now?
Yeah, we are on Lady Bird Lake. Mopac is behind us, and we're heading up here towards Lamar and Congress and First Avenue up here.
I wanted to see firsthand what enforcing the swimming ban looks like.
How often do you encounter swimmers down here?
About usually every time I'm out here on the lake, you'll see people in the water, not necessarily swimming, but it's hot. We understand that. It's 100 degrees some days. People get in the water to cool off or they flip over on their kayak. So it kind of goes with the territory.
We cruise toward downtown. As we pass under the Lamar Bridge, there are some signs that say no swimming or diving, and it seems like people are generally obeying the swimming ban.
In the 8 summers I've been out here, I actually saw one person had a swim cap on, They were going right down the middle of the lake on a busy weekend day, and then we just asked him to get out of the water and explain the city ordinance to him, and he got out of the water.
The only other time we encounter them swimming is when they jump off the bridge, illegally jump from the bridge, and then they have to swim back to shore or swim back to the bridge.
And that, jumping off one of the bridges, is super dangerous and illegal. You see, there's a bunch of garbage at the bottom of the lake, debris from old bridges and dams. Every once in a while, someone jumps and ends up getting impaled on a piece of old rebar hidden under the water.
That's the big thing with this water. You can only see, you know, a foot down into it, so there's no idea. I mean, no one knows what's 3 foot under, 4 foot under, how shallow you are.
This lake used to be a river. They dammed it up to make the lake, and along the banks, the depths of the water can change drastically, like that 20-foot drop-off where the Rendon girls died 50 years ago.
Try to get this flat-bottom boat turned around.
We cruise over to where Barton Creek empties into Lady Bird Lake. It's crowded with kayaks and canoes and paddleboards. Up ahead of us, on the pedestrian bridge that goes over the creek, the one that's part of the hike and bike trail, a guy climbs up on the railing.
That guy right here is about to do it right in front of us.
Yeah, you're not supposed to swim here. See, there's somebody who just took a dive. Now, if we can ID him when we get out, we can give him a ticket. But, and like I said, mostly it's kids just having fun. But it's nonstop. You land in the wrong spot.
The guy who jumped off the bridge swims to shore and disappears. His friends up on the bridge look like they've seen the police boat, and they run away too. And that's the hard part of enforcing these ordinances.
They see us coming a mile away, so. But that's why we got to come out here every day. They know that we're here, and there's signs posted that you're not supposed to do it, but it's a safety thing.
It is quite spongy, isn't it?
It's a little macrobiotic.
Yeah.
We're back now with one of our question askers, Sean Mahan. And yeah, we know the law, but we've stepped into a shallow part of the lake, just up to our knees, and it is refreshing.
I am so glad. I'm so glad I have you here to blame for me getting in this water again.
Swimming, I wish I was swimming. I wish I was swimming. I wish I was. I wish I wish I wish I was.
Refreshing, yes. But get too far out, and it definitely could be dangerous. Maybe someday we'll be able to swim in Austin's crown jewel again, if they can make it safe.
Bring the mask and snorkel, bring the flippers also, bring the frisbee, baby, bring something to drink.
There's much more at atexplained.org. You can ask your own question there. It might be the next one we answer, or you can subscribe to this podcast. That's at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largy.
If you do your swan dive, you can splash me if you want to. You can splash me if you want to. You can splash me if you want to.